AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. From On Location at Sun and Fun 2008, we have a quick chat with ConocoPhillips' Howard Tucker, Director of Technical Information and Training. An industry veteran, Tucker offers his thoughts on the ideal oil, external additives, and tips that could help pilots and owners get more life from their engines. Here's Mark Cook reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2008.
Well, Harold, obviously you talk to a lot of people here at the air show. People come up and ask questions about lubricants, and I'm sure you raise an eyebrow or two at some of them, but what are the typical questions? What's the number one question you get from consumers about lubricant?
Well, first of all, we get a lot of initial compliments to how well our oil works, but probably one of the primary questions we get is how is your oil better or how is your oil different than the other oils in the marketplace? And I usually respond to that, you know, by telling them that it's an all-mineral product. It has ashless dispersant. It has everything that your airplane engine needs or requires. It meets the J1899. It burns cleaner than straight grades or multi-grades do, and has excellent cold temperature properties to lubricate the engine on startup.
Now, obviously, the 20W50 is a multi-viscosity oil. Tell us a little bit about the viscosity improvers and the packages. I know from past discussions with you guys that it's an awful lot of research that goes into that additive package to make sure it works across a wide variety of aircraft and a wide variety of conditions. Tell us a little bit about the background on that and how you guys work on that package.
Well, fortunately, we don't have to work on the package very much today, but historically, a lot of work was done, as you said, about assuring that the oil meets all the performance requirements of the posed engines and of a variety of sizes, as well as turbocharged engines, some injected, some naturally aspirated, across the range. And significant research went into getting the correct ashless dispersant combination in order to meet those requirements. Also, the viscosity modifier that's used for the multigrade oil in aviation is extremely shear stable. We had to choose one that had great shear stability so that the viscosity of the oil wouldn't change over time.
One of the key features of your XC is that you recommend it from break-in all the way through to TBO of the engine. How did you guys come up with the package, and what do you have to consider to make that work for break-in, which is traditionally done with a straight-weight non-AD oil?
Interestingly enough, there's a kind of a misconception that the ashless dispersant properties in the oil would inhibit the break-in process, and we use the same ashless dispersant, sort of the same approach with the ashless dispersant as the straight grade engine oils had used historically, and we just incorporated that into our multigrades, and along with the multi-viscosity or the index improver, viscosity index improver, excuse me. And that combination lends itself well to break in. There's nothing in there that inhibits it. We've not loaded it up with an excessive amount of like Lycoming 16702 or any other chemistry that actually inhibits the break in process. Plus, it allows a much cleaner break in process because the ashless dispersant helps to keep the engine clean and drain the break-in particles out early.
We'll head right back to Sun and Fun in just a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Mark Cook of Kitt Planes Magazine, who is reporting for AvWeb from On Location at Sun and Fun 2008.
Now, I'll ask the difficult question. I'm sure you get a lot of people come up and say, well, I see this additive, that additive, and that's got to be better for my engine. The manufacturer of this additive says it'll do this and this and this. What's your take on these external additives for oil?
The additives other than the additives we use in the oil, I can't recommend. Yes, some of them intend well, but I think if you try to add them to our oil, it's no longer a qualified, certified product. It's something that's created above and beyond. It's kind of a personal blend, if you will. And we can't really support our oil unless it's in its original condition, original state. You add outside or aftermarket chemistry, you're undermining the performance of our product.
Now, obviously, you've taken all these additives that are on the market. I'm sure you bought cans of it and bottles of it to test yourself. And you were mentioning earlier that it actually changes the makeup of the oil enough that it doesn't pass your internal tests. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, they're industry standard screening tests, and some of these aftermarket additives, when we add them in the recommended amount into our oil, and then you have to try to pass a sequence 8, which is the industry standard first step screening test, we can't pass that test with that aftermarket additive in the oil. So, and then there are other tests like seal swell test, and those tests are very sensitive to the base oil and additive combination. Some of the aftermarket additives, when added to our oil, then that oil will fail the test.
Now, one of the things that a lot of pilots, I'm sure, ask you is about oil change intervals. There's all sorts of discussion. It's rife on the internet. People have good experience doing it one number at another number. What's your general recommendation in terms of change interval?
Well, aviation applications, they have the OEM recommended drain intervals, and those are, based on time and tried and true experiences. So, I tend to go with those. However, flying conditions and the owner's end use tends to affect the oil drain quite a little bit. If you fly short flights, not very many hours, then you should change the oil, every 3 to 4 months just to keep a fresh supply of oil. And if you don't fly very long periods of time, you don't cook all the water from the combustion process out of the oil, and so then you get water accumulation. If you park the airplane with a high moisture content oil, then you're just inviting conditions that can encourage rust. So we recommend, if you don't fly the airplane frequently, change it at least 3 or 4 times a year. The OEM, I think, recommendation, one of them is 4 months is the maximum you should go, even if you're not flying the airplane. And I tend to agree with that. 25 hours without a filter is a good recommendation, because you don't want contaminated oil running the engine. And the oil's certainly capable of 50 hours with a filter, if you fly it frequently enough to get that 50 hours on within 4 months or so. So that would be my recommendation.
Well, Harold, that's great advice. We appreciate that. This is we've been talking to Harold Tucker, who is the Director of Technical Information and Training for ConocoPhillips at Sun & Fun 2008. This is Mark Cook with Kitplanes.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun & Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun & Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.